Well, Willand, today is my fourth and final installment of my Blakeslee at the Border series, and it's entitled The Reckoning. Parts 1 through 3 can be found online at wowo.com if you want to give them a listen there. You can also catch more photos and videos of my trip to the southern border, plus all of these segments on my Facebook page, at wowokayla is my handle. But as I said, today is my last segment in this series to recap my recent visit to the southern border. And I feel like there's no better way to sum up how I feel about the crisis along the southern border except by saying a day of reckoning is coming. In this series, I've talked a lot about the media bias when it comes to policing our borders. I've talked about migrant intentions and how they don't matter because gangs will force them, regardless of their intentions, to traffic sex, smuggle drugs, or launder money as payment to get into the U.S. I've talked about the illegal drugs that are continuously pouring across the border, ravaging our communities and destroying our families. In fact, right now, it's easier to bring these drugs into our country than it ever has been before. I've talked about how every single nation, including America, has the right to secure its borders. And most importantly, I've talked about the nonsense from the left and the right when it comes to curating bipartisan legislation to secure our borders. Because stiff-arming all migrants or just saying come one, come all are not bipartisan solutions. Go back to the drawing board, Washington. We've been having this argument for over 100 years now, and that's the best you got? Do better. Speaking of our politicians, before a debate recently, Florida Congressman Daniel Webster did say something that was truly profound. He said, "Mr. President, when the mariner has been tossed about for many days in thick weather on an unknown sea, he naturally avails himself of the first pause in the storm, the earliest glance of the sun, to take his latitude and ascertain where he is in relation to his desired course. Let us imitate this prudence, and before we float on the waves of this debate, refer to the point from which we departed, that we may at least be able to conjecture where we now are." Where we now are. For 100 years, we've been trying to navigate these waters, and we are no better off now than we were decades ago. Think about it truly. Where we now are. I don't know where you are, but I feel like a lost buoy at sea, just aimlessly bobbing around, waiting for each party to clarify their views on precisely how our government will handle the record-breaking number of migrants coming to the U.S. Because if we don't handle it, this genie is going to be let out of the bottle. In fact, he's already starting to seep out. And once he's out, there's no way of getting him back inside. A day of reckoning is coming if we can't chart a course to where we, the people, want to go. It starts with us. It's easy to lash out at our politicians, to lash out on Washington and blame all of them. Trust me, I've done it myself. But if there's one thing my trip to the southern border has taught me, it's that it starts with us. It's time we, the people, start to restore reason and become the people who solve the problem, not enable it. It's time we, the people, not the party, do better and chart the course of our history. Because if we don't, a day of reckoning is coming.
Podcasts by Federated Media.